Let's go right to the phones and see if we can help Joe on a little bathroom issue Joe has. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Certainly, certainly. What's going on? How can we help you?
I have a home. It's built in the 50s, so I'm thinking about replacing my toilet to get one that's a little more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of needing some advice on that so it doesn't become kind of a stinker of a job.
There you go. Boy, he practiced that. That's good. That's good. Well, you know, removing, of course, a toilet that's been around, been there a long time, can be a little bit of a challenge to get out of there. But the first thing is using a good trick, it's a magic trick I'll share with you.
Oh, and magic trick.
And
okay.
Removing all of the water out of the toilet itself. So here's what you do. Get a 5-gallon bucket, put about 3 gallons, 4 gallons of water in it. Turn the valve off, flush as much water out as you possibly can. When you do that, you'll still have a fair amount of water in the bottom of the bowl. Take that bucket, hold it up high about 3 feet away from the toilet, and pour it in there as fast as you can. And watch every drop of that water disappear. It seems weird that you're pouring it in, but it creates this siphon action that will flush all of that water out of there except just a small amount that you can take, you know, an old t-shirt or something and stick down in there and soak up. But it works really, really good. It sounds strange, but we have done it dozens and dozens of times. Pretty cool way of getting all of that water out of there. So that's your first magic trick. All right. Then remove your bolts, and sometimes you have to take a putty knife and kind of ease it up from the floor to where you're not damaging the floor. And then just pull it straight out, and then it's time for the old duck walk. You gotta walk out with the thing and duck walk it right on out of the house. A little bit of water will dribble there, so you might want to put some towels or drop cloths down and get that out. But after that, it's time to clean all of that. And then,
right.
Joe, you know, the wax rings have been around a long time, but there's other alternatives there with, and I can't think of the brand name right now, but there's actually the Lifetime plastic or type of things that are available.
Yeah, Joe, there are a couple of different options, but the good thing is you're not replacing this toilet, meaning putting it back, you're replacing it with a brand new one. So, you know, you can get it out. Any way you can get it out, you know, you don't have to be concerned about it. And if it's a two-piece, which I assume it is, if it's that old, the tank is separate from the bowl, you can unbolt it and remove it in two pieces, which sometimes will make it a little easier.
That's a good idea,
You know, you can consider it. Also take the lid off, because not only is the lid heavy, but it'll also fall and could crack. So, yeah, you want to, you know, obviously shut off the water and drain out all the water, as Danny suggested, and then disconnect all the lines, a water supply line. And once you get those nuts off they're called closet bolts, which are the bolts that hold it down to the floor. Then you just wiggle it back and forth to break that wax seal and then carry it off of there. I usually put it on like a quilted moving pad or an old blanket. Then I can just drag it out of the room rather than trying to lift it, because it can be pretty heavy, especially an old one. Then you have to clean it really well. This is a great time to put down a new floor, Joe, by the way, if you're planning on doing that.
Good idea.
And also take an old rag or towel, something relatively big, and jam it in that toilet drain, because you don't want anything falling down there, because it's going to be open and exposed as you're working around there, right? Because, you know, if something falls down there, and it's like half a day you're going to spend trying to fish this thing out of there. So be careful with that. But, yeah, once it's out, assuming the closet flanged, which is the metal part sticking up out of the floor, is in pretty good shape, I would just clean it off, put on a new wax ring. And you can go to the home center store, you'll see two or three different ones. Get one that fits perfectly, and the trick is to set it down on the toilet flat down and wiggle it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, until it's as flat to the floor as possible. Because when you tighten up those bolts, you're not going to be able to just squeeze that out a half an inch. You'll break the toilet before that happens. So you have to be careful of that. But I would highly recommend putting in a new floor. And then what will happen if you put in a new floor, sometimes the closet flange will be too low. And just know that they do make adapter rings you can put on top of that just bolts in place, and that raises it a little bit. So now you're flush with the new flooring. Okay. And then, then just reverse the direction as far as putting in the new one.
Wow, that's great. I didn't even think about the floor, but that's a great idea since I already have the toilet out.
Sure.
Yeah, I mentioned that because the last time I took up our toilet and replaced it, it was because I was putting in a new floor, and I figured, well, I have to remove the toilet anyway. I might as well put in a newer one.
Yeah, it's like the engine and water pump kind of thing. If you got it all the way apart, might as well change it out.
That's right.
I appreciate the help, guys. Some great ideas.
And if you do jam a rag down in the drain, don't forget to take it out before you put the new toilet in place.
Yes, sir.
I've seen that happen, too.
I'll find out quick if I don't do that.
Oh, that's right.
No doubt. Well, Joe, thanks for being a part of the show. If we can help you further, just let us know.
No problem. You'll have a great day, guys.
Okay, you as well.